96.9 3FM. Welcome back to the Irene McGee Show. We are joined here. We have two special guests, in-studio guests today. Sex intimacy coaches, Celeste and Danielle. And you can check them out at CelesteandDanielle.com. So that's C-E-L-E-S-T-E. And Danielle.com. People know how to spell Danielle. Although I spell it wrong. I always used to get Michael and Michelle and Danielle confused. Remember when you were a little kid and you were first learning? Anyway, so you guys are studying for your PhD at the Institute for Advanced Study of Human Sexuality. That, you are, Danielle?
That's me, yeah.
So when did you start studying sex?
When I was born.
Oh, that is good sex. That is just the best answer ever.
Thanks.
Oh, good music, Dan. Do you know what this music is?
No.
You know what it is? That's okay. We'll just, until somebody calls in, we'll just let that be Lee. Dan's rocking out in the other room. 888-500-1069. So, we're talking with Celeste and Danielle, who are sex intimacy coaches. So, how did you two meet each other?
We actually met in our sexological bodywork class.
You're going to have to talk that.
Okay. We met in our sexological bodywork class, which was at the Institute for the Advanced Study of Human Sexuality, where we were trained.
Wait, there's a college here that you can go to just for sex?
Yes, and you get advanced degrees in sexuality.
Where is it?
Franklin Street.
On Franklin Street?
Yeah.
How many kids go there?
Probably 30 every semester.
Just 30 kids?
Yeah.
How many are men?
Third.
A third? Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
And so you actually, and it's just like every other college, like you have to do research and, yeah?
Yes.
There's research, but it's also very experiential. I didn't get my master's there. I got it at San Francisco State University.
That's where I go to school.
Oh, yeah. So they have a master's in human sexuality.
Yeah, they do. So you got your master's. And then what are you guys hoping to do now? Because, right, you're coaches. So
we're doing it. So we're sex and intimacy coaches, and we teach workshops at the Center for Sex and Culture for adults on how to become extraordinary lovers. So we teach a separate class, one for men and one for women, and we teach them how to...
Oh, that's good. So you separate the sexes.
Yeah.
So what type of people are asking for this? What do you think? People are having...
Who isn't asking for it?
Exactly.
Not me.
Oh, right.
Yes.
No, you know, that's not true. Guys, everybody has questions.
I think there are very few opportunities for men or women to get any kind of explicit information about, you know, sexuality and how to expand their sexual repertoire. And so a lot of people are asking for it. And, you know, from a very open and wonderful place, they're just like, we want to know more. We want to please our partners.
I would think it would be difficult to get your partner to go. Like, speaking from a female perspective, I can't imagine dating a guy and being like, hey, why don't we take these classes? Like, I can't imagine the guy that's just like, you know.
That's why we separate them. So our classes are either all men or all women.
Really?
So they don't have to ask their partners to come. They can just come by themselves. They can learn, and then they can take it home to their partners.
What's the main difference in the classes?
Well, the men's class, we teach them skills on how to, interact with women. And so we work more on intimacy and communication at the first part. And with women, we kind of emphasize about empowerment and help women feel their sexuality more and be in touch with their sexuality.
Right. Which I think, do you guys think, to an extent, I think it comes with age, too.
Empowerment, absolutely.
Yeah, it's like so weird. Like, our society right now, especially, it's so funny having 25 years of MTV, I feel like we're worshiping youth and the dominance factor of what it is to want a young female. But girls like that, I mean, they just, it's almost like the Paris Hilton video.
Yeah, well, like, girls are not taught.
She's just like, ah.
What am I doing? Yeah.
She doesn't know what she's doing.
She
doesn't know what she wants. How is that sexy? Yeah. How is it sexy to be with a girl that doesn't? And the other is just fantasy, because you'll never find, like, a young girl like that.
Well, yeah, and young people don't get good information about sex at all. In fact, you know, in this country now, they're teaching abstinence only, which means they don't get information about birth control. They certainly don't get information about pleasure or desire or masturbation.
Well, they do,
but
they're getting it
not
through.
School.
Right. I mean, I think they are getting a lot of information, a lot more than I had anyway, growing up. And I think that's a big disparity. It's like one way, like, it's worship, and then the other way, you know, it's not discussed at all.
What's the number one question people would ask with their problems? What do you think? What's, like, number one thing they need help on?
Well, I think that it depends on if we're talking about our classes or if we're talking about individual coaching. Or women.
One second. Can you please not say that one word?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
See, that's okay.
I wish I had a list of what words I'm not supposed to say.
Yeah.
They're also normal to me.
I know it's normal to us.
No, it's the frame of how you say it, so it's fine.
It'll change at the next election.
Yeah, don't worry. We're fine. It's how you handle it. It's about that. It's not like actual words.
No,
that's a myth.
Okay.
That's right. I can't believe we all just get along. Turn the music up, Dan. That's cute.
Hey, somebody's on the phone about the song, by the way.
Yeah. Jason, what's going on? Thanks for calling 106.9 Free FM. Jason, are you there? I thought Jason was there. I'm all potted up and everything's right. We're having technical difficulties in the studio. Jason, are you there?
No.
There's no Jason. Well, it's okay. Jason had a question.
Or at least he knew what the song was.
At least he knew what the song was. So I would think, here's my thing with this. I would, as a person, feel more comfortable doing something one-on-one than in a group, especially when it comes to the topic of sex. I would have a really difficult time. Do you find that to be the case?
For some people it is, and we definitely meet people where they are. So if someone is interested in 101,
that is Jason. That was that guy.
Whistling?
I guess he was there and then he just whistled.
Is he still? Is he gone?
I guess he was there. No, then I hung up. Well, I don't know if he just wanted to whistle.
He was testing his microphone and he 86'd him.
I 86'd him. Oh, wow.
Off the phone. So, okay, so wait. I have a question. I have a sexual question because you know what? I'm gonna bring up the mood here. So, you said that problems, guys getting there too fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my problem is, I focus so much on pleasing the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know what? I want to do so good that I want her to tell her friends about it. I want everybody to know, but I never get to that point. And it's kind of got to a point where she's getting upset because I'm not doing that.
She's getting upset. Oh,
she's right.
Because you're not getting there. Yeah. I think a lot of some of the other work that we do with individual men is helping them to get back into their bodies and to learn how to receive a little bit. Because I think there are a lot of men who put a lot of pressure on themselves to be perfect in bed. They're supposed to know everything. They take a lot of responsibility. And sometimes they do get completely out of their body and then they can't get there. So, you know, we can help people with that, too.
Yeah, because I'm just going for, like, 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh, Menace.
You're advertising, aren't you, Menace?
For what?
500-1069.
Unbelievable.
Here's the phone number, folks.
You know what? This kid just got a girlfriend 2 weeks ago, and, like...
Listen, I got other references, too. So
yeah, I got other references. He was just this nice little innocent boy just 2 weeks ago, and now that he's having... getting booty on a regular basis. He, like, comes in like, hey, what's up?
Check your
I mean, like, every story entails how manly he is. Like,
it's not that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, 2 hours of that might be too long. You know, there's other things that can be done.
This is what he said. This is what he said last week. He could hold the fort down.
Because I do.
He holds the fort down.
But so, I mean, is that a common problem with men, or is it just the other one?
That's a little bit less common, but yeah, I think both of those are issues that we've seen.
Go ahead.
Do you think women mind that, or I just have a rare? Because the past person I was with really didn't mind.
think men. No, no. I think women really want to also see their partners getting pleasure too. So I could imagine that would be frustrating after a while if they were the only one getting
it. Yeah, it would be terrible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not that's
because then you know how women are. They're like, oh, what? Am I not good enough for you? Do I not? Da, da, da,
no,
da,
I just
blah,
think.
Blah, blah, blah.
Do you separate gay people from straight people, from transsexuals, from?
Oh yeah, that's a good question, Ann. Like in your groups.
So we have a couple of workshops coming up right now. One of them is for women of all sexual identities, and that's on women's erotic empowerment. But for our classes right now that are about becoming an extraordinary lover, they're focused towards heterosexuals.
And so what do you think when these, how much does it cost to sign up for one of these classes? Is it like a multiple week workshop type thing, or is it one day?
It's a one day over the weekend, Sunday from 9:30 to 5:30, and it's around $225.
So from 9:30 to 5:30, and you'll just walk out being better? No, I mean, I would think with this stuff, it's stuff you need to like practice in your life, right?
Do you have blow-up dolls, or what goes on there?
Yes, of menace. Oh, this blow-up doll lasts so long. Oh, wow.
Just forever.
You can't pop this blow-up
right.
doll.
What kind of rubber is this, anyway?
I mean, it's just horrifyingly embarrassing.
What? I talk about my life, and that's what's going on, and I'm trying to get...
Nothing but man. Okay.
I'm just trying to get, you know,
some advice. How much is this a problem? Because guys, this is a guy that, like, they have to have that machismo attitude about sex.
I find the men in the class to be very earnest.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they don't really come with their attitudes.
Right, because they want to learn.
They really want to learn.
Why do you think there is that disparity? That guys have to, like, they can't say that there's, like, their manhood is so attached to a part of their body, where with females that isn't the case.
I think that it would be better if females could get more attached to that part of their body and integrate it into their body. I think a lot of confidence comes from that place, and, you know, sometimes with men it's a little bit of false bravado. They're trying to feel confident, and so they talk a lot about that part of their body. But we're all about sort of integration of that part of your body into the rest of your body, and we do a lot of breath work with people and different kinds of ways to help people integrate.
Right.
Yeah, because there's a lot of power that comes from that part of
right.
your body.
Hey, thanks. OC?
Yes.
You there, man?
Yes, I am.
Hey, what's up?
I'm just calling to hate on Menace this week again and say that he's probably the biggest wiener ever for divulging his performance anxiety. Wait, seriously, Irene, there's such a thing as oversharing.
No, he can keep
that
going.
That was a little bit of oversharing there.
So how long can you go, buddy? 5-10 minutes?
You know, I give her probably about 42 seconds of pure ecstasy, and I'm not worried about, you know, performance anxiety.
No, see, you're not worried about giving the woman pleasure. See, that's what it is, and that's what 90% of the guys are like out there, but I'm like the 10% where I'm so focused on the other person because I want them to brag, man. I want them to give out
the. Then you're not focusing on the other person. Then it's all about you. Like the way you're approaching this is not. And it's funny because I know you, and you're not. You're like a nice guy. That's not.
He's like, don't tell anyone. Don't.
I know exactly. Exactly. No, he is. He's like a really sweet, endearing person. When you're on the radio, you're like, I can go forever. But I think what you're really saying is that I think that is an actual thing. Like, you tend to be very, very giving in a relationship. Yeah. Yes?
Yes.
That's really what it's about.
Yes. Well, good for you.
Okay. So there it is.
Next question.
Okay. Check your text messages. And
I know. See if I still have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
No, see, I think the best radio is people that talk about their life, and then, you know, so
no,
I'm not afraid
should.
To talk about.
No, you shouldn't, and that's why I hung up on that last caller.
No, if you, you know, just back down from every challenge, then, you know, it's not worth being on here.
I know, I guess.
Wow.
Okay.
How about a little music? Okay.
Whoa.
Okay, are we still looking for the title of this?
The title of the song?
Yeah.
No, we know the title, don't we, Dan?
No, I do, but...
It's not the title, it's the movie, it's the TV show, right?
No, this is Love's theme, Barry White. It was just his...
I thought it was from The Love Boat.
Oh, God.
thought that was the love. Isn't that the love?
We're walking out of here now.
I know.
That one I would have gotten. I was a big fan of the love boat.
Yeah.
So who tends to have the more problems, the women or the men? I'm thinking men, just because I'm a guy.
I think men talk more about the problems.
Really?
They're more open?
No. Oh. But they're very focused on their genitals. Is this the right word?
Yeah, that's good.
And so they kind of can brag more about it or say all kinds of dirty jokes about it and stuff like this, but they don't really like know exactly how to approach it and how to,
I think men access our services more often.
Yeah.
Women don't necessarily prioritize their sexuality, and we really want women to prioritize their sexuality. So that's why we do a lot of erotic empowerment work with women. We want them to, think, okay, it's worth it to spend a little money on my sexuality, not just how I look or how I dress, because that's just the outside, but the inside is really important too. And if you really want to magnetize somebody, from your inner self, you need to do that work as well.
So does this help with people with dating then?
Absolutely. We do definitely do some coaching around dating. So it's not just sex. I mean, all of that is, together. And sexual confidence is really important when you're approaching a dating situation.
Now, for men and for women.
Now, women talk to each other about having sex, don't they? Share this stuff with each other?
Yeah, we give each other a lot of bad ideas.
Men don't do that.
Women get very specific about their sex lives. We go into great detail.
We can go into detail longer than the actual situation.
Absolutely.
Like the story at the coffee shop the next day will be way longer than the 15-second act of eye contact. The analysis, and then by the end, it always ends up like, oh, it's okay to call him. It's never okay to call him.
men don't talk very much about specifics about their sex life.
Not
with each other. Sometimes with women. And that's one of the things that, men commented on our class. They were like, wow, I haven't really ever talked to men about these kinds of,
Women are so dirty, I swear. Yeah. I have a lot of female friends. Yeah, and just the conversations that I hear are pretty bad. Worse than I would ever hear.
Yeah, I don't think men have any idea what we talk about.
Or how intense. We can. Yeah, totally. But now, so I have a question. So what do you guys think, with everything changing in the world and women are, kind of being empowered, work-wise, and yet at the same time, our role with our body has changed? Because, there's pregnancy stores everywhere now, and it's you just go to work and you're pregnant, and you it's just this thing that's sort of separate, even though, and then you're just supposed to go through life. So what do you guys think as far as the changing and the evolving role of women, how that places? Because in some ways we're telling women to empower ourselves in the same way we empowered ourselves at work, but I think that's almost a very male attitude to how we're supposed to have success in a sexual way.
Yeah, I think there is more equality in the work world. I think there's still a big double standard for women. They're still dealing with the fact that they're supposed to have a perfect body and that they're not supposed to be seen as a slut. Can I say that word?
Yes.
Well, right, that's what I'm saying. They're supposed to have all the guys want them. Right. It's almost being approached in a very man way. We're supposed to have all the guys want us, but I don't feel like that's the root of what women want, right? We want the relationship, the person to talk to, the soft family. And I think that's what guys want at the end of the day. Yep.
I think both men and women want sex, and both men and women want relationships.
Can I interject a little bit? Don't you think nowadays women are trying to act a little more like men?
I think women are having more casual sex, if that's what you mean.
Yes.
Yeah, what's wrong with a little sluttiness once in a while?
Nothing.
What's wrong with it is calling it a slut.
Exactly.
Yeah. What is wrong with it? Because if a guy did that, he's a player.
With 20 guys, and he's a player. And a girl that sleeps with...
And it's not the guys that sell out on the girl. It's the girls that are going to be the first girls to call that girl a slut.
Okay,
other guys. Guys have less of a problem than do other women.
Well, let me defend myself here.
Wait. Okay, go ahead.
Look, I'm using slut in a sort of a you know, a what would be the word?
Descriptive manner?
No, I'm not saying someone's a slut. I'm just using it as.
No, I know. Yeah, I know. I'm just. Yeah, I know. You're
perhaps
not
like a woman who enjoys sex.
Yeah.
What's wrong with a woman who enjoys sex?
Exactly.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
There should be many more of them in the world, and we hope to help them get there.
Right.
And you just reflect what usually people think about women who like sex in our society, that they're sluts, which they're not.
No, Dan isn't saying that. He's just saying that as a reference.
Right.
Like, Dan would never. So Keith from Oakland, thanks for calling the Green Show. What's up, man?
How you doing?
How are you? You got a question?
Well, not a question, more of a comment.
Mm-hmm.
From listening to what I've heard so far, I'm usually an avid listener. I usually listen to y'all every week.
Thank you.
Interesting about what Menace had to say. I understand your argument on one side about focusing, but in order for it to be an experience that both of you can enjoy, you can't focus on one side of making sure that you're pleasing your partner without ensuring that both of you are getting what's supposed to be gotten out of it. So if you're focusing on it, then you can't be doing what you're supposed to be doing anyway.
Yeah, if you lose, did you understand what he was saying?
I think what he's talking about is being in the moment.
I don't know, I just started focusing, and then I got so in the focus.
He says if you lose focus, then it's already over.
No, I mean, I think it's about, like, not being in the moment and being in your body. If you're focusing too much on the other person or just, you know, worried about pleasure or constantly concerned about responsibility, you're not really in your body and you're not really in your pleasure moment.
Right.
I think that might be kind of what he's talking about. And so, yeah, we really try to help people be in that moment and in their bodies.
Right. Well, I think what also interests me is thanks for calling in, Keith. You're helping people get to that moment, right? I mean, because it's not just about getting in that moment once you're there and you're in a comfortable position with a partner. It's about finding a partner that you're comfortable with to be in that position.
Yeah.
I think that is a lot of it, right, Dan?
Well, I think that some of the things that help you get with it and enjoy yourself, do some things to that person that you really enjoy just doing. So you don't have to worry about
eat more chocolate. I just shove chocolate in there. Because I like eating
chocolate.
Yeah,
I think it is good to do the things that you enjoy doing and also to pay attention to whether they're responding to those things and how they respond. And then, you know, you get a feedback loop going and it can really flow.
Okay, what I find weird about what you do, I'm sorry if it comes off that way, is that I would sit down and have somebody explain to me when I'm not in the act, you know, and try to understand, like, how to use it later on. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I understand exactly what you're saying.
Like, okay, you know, you could read a manual on how to do something, you know, over and over, but until you actually are in the act, you know.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yes, yeah. Tell me.
The second half of the class, they actually get to practice
women
interns in the class.
Are you serious?
Wait, what?
How much is this costing?
Wait a minute. You get to practice on women interns?
Where do I sign up?
Wait.
Are you joining our August
13th class? Wait, what kind of... Wait.
August 13th.
Everybody, stop!
Everyone got so excited.
Stop! Wait a minute.
Interesting.
Dante, are you on the line?
Yeah.
Are you listening to this, Dante?
I'm listening to the man.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? Because what we're saying is we didn't just find any sexual intimacy coaches. We found the sexual intimacy coaches that let you practice on the interns. I mean, you girls seem so cute and nice, and I'm trying to pull back Menace a little and keep it all lovey-dovey and dance, but and then you have the interns. Okay.
The show suddenly got awesome.
Dante!
Yes.
From San Jose. So now what are you thinking, man? What are you thinking?
Honestly, I'm thinking I almost turned up my radio and started clapping when you talk about female empowerment. I can't count the number of times I've begged a girlfriend with benefits, what have you, tell me what you like, because otherwise I'm just going to guess.
Yes.
And out there, I'm not going to figure it out by myself. You got to tell me what's up.
Here's the thing, Dante. I think a lot of the problem with that is that women don't really know what they want. So it's very hard to verbalize what we want or what we think we want when we don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, there's that line that women have, and if you cross it, you really are just pretty much asking for a whooping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's why we really teach women to get in touch with their desires, to figure out what gives them pleasure, and then to learn how to communicate it. So that's what we teach in our women's class, because the men in the men's class are always constantly saying, we just want women to tell us what they want so that we can do it, you know? So we teach them how to listen, we teach women how to talk.
Yeah, because I see, so women don't talk until, like, they've basically had their lines crossed.
Yes,
and then they go home and talk to their friends.
And then it gets awkward. They don't talk to the guy. That's true. I do that.
Then they don't call you back.
That's true.
I just detach. Yeah.
Women has this idea that if he loves me, he knows exactly what I want. Which is like, you know, worst.
And actually, I'd like to comment about that guy who said, what was it, one of your producers there or whatnot was saying he could go for 2 hours and not where he wants to go?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how do you know she's not just bored and, you know, waiting to see
the
longer?
That's the other thing.
It's not like
the length of time matters. It's the matter is if she gets there and if you get there.
Right.
It's not the length of the ride. It's where you end up when you're done.
Yeah. Well, she gets there, but then, you know, we have to try to get me there.
Okay, Dante and Menace, you guys can exchange numbers offline. I want to get back
to MySpace. MySpace/WhiteMenace.
Or the IreneMcGeeShow.com. IreneMcGeeShow.com. Wait, I want to go back to the. You have interns, yes. And how much do they get paid?
We don't pay the interns.
You don't pay the interns, so
I love it.
Do they get off on? I mean, who would be an intern for this? Are they students?
We hope they get off if they communicate well. They get off.
Wait, but you don't do it in front of the class.
Oh, yeah, you do.
No,
but it's how they learn.
You find girls that you don't have to pay to do this, and it's wait. I don't understand. How do you find these girls?
Well, we refer to them as women.
Oh, right. We're women. People.
And they're interested in doing the kind of work that we do. They're interested in being sex and intimacy coaches. They're interested in being sex surrogates. They're interested in teaching workshops.
What's a sex surrogate?
Oh, a sex surrogate is somebody who sort of acts as a girlfriend to somebody to teach them how to be in relationships. So sex surrogates are usually referred by psychologists, and they will sometimes have sex with their clients. We don't do that.
So are you guys talking code over here? I mean, are you talking code?
A sex surrogate. Oh,
there's such thing as a sex surrogate.
Yeah, I've never...
Google it.
So it's just like a surrogate mother, only a sex surrogate?
Yeah.
So why is that any different than... what is it when a man, like rich men, what is it called?
Call girl?
A call girl, yeah. Why is it any different from that?
Because... surrogates usually are trained, and they are there to help the men to kind of achieve all kinds of skills in dating women and having sex and stuff like this. And call girls are just for one night.
And surrogates, and is there a rule about, like, no falling in love and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, they have all sorts of rules about how long it is, and it's not usually just having sex. That's, like, way at the end after they've learned social skills, dating skills, you know. I mean, it's sort of like building up what an actual relationship would look like for people who don't have a lot of competency in that area or have major sexual issues. So, you know, it's not like calling a call girl and just having sex with her, you know, however often.
It's like learning to go to dinner.
It's like learning how to be in a relationship
right.
or how to date.
Right. And the only person...
Some people have very few social skills.
Celeste, this is a great program.
Yeah.
I want to use a ring for the common man out there.
Yeah, when you guys first came in, I'm like, oh, great, what are we going to talk about? But then it suddenly just got awesome.
So this isn't like blow-up dolls or anything. This is
But it shouldn't be. See, but that's what's cool about women teaching women stuff, because we know that the blow-up dolls isn't going to work. Like, that's
not going to talk to you.
And yeah, and they're not going to give us feedback.
Yeah.
And that's really what we need. So 888-500-1069 if you have more questions. So now the women that are the models or whatever, is it more, what sort of things are they demonstrating?
So basically it's only the hands-on. So it's only manual techniques. So the men get to practice manual techniques on the women. And it's everything from sensual touching right on through to probably words I'm not allowed to say.
Really? And these, and is, are there rules so that the guys don't take advantage or...
No, it is so respectful.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
it is.
Unbelievable. You know, we have a whole beginning of the class, which is all about intimacy and communication and transition to sex. And these men really earnestly just want to learn. And, you know, I think
that is so cool.
Very empowering, actually,
yeah,
for the women.
And we actually create a very safe environment for a very controlled and safe environment,
yeah,
so they know exactly what they're allowed to,
right,
do and whatnot. So
right.
Do you
and
think any men are there just faking it?
I haven't
Who
got
cares?
That
because even, you know what, Dan?
What?
Even if they go there faking it, it sounds like they leave learning, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So even
sometimes
if that
sometimes
wasn't.
I say men learn things in spite of themselves.
Yeah, yeah, like even if they're forced to go. 888-500-1069 is the number. We are going to be right back. I still don't understand how you find the interns.
Sometimes they find us. Those women are really excited about what they do.
Really?
Yes. They're really excited and they're really excited about the possibility to teach men to be better lovers and communicate with women, so they share their sexuality with them.
They contact us.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
This is amazing.
I strongly support this program.
Thank you so much.
CelesteandDanielle.com. Thanks for being on, you guys.